Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director for the national PR firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire online magazine that offers powerful top market radio talk show campaigns with free unlimited media training and guaranteed deliverables, as well as the famous performance publicity program for major online television and print media, where clients only pay for secured placements. Today, we're featuring a conversation with author and speaker Walter G. Meyer. When the COVID lockdown started in March of 2020, Walt started writing one story at a time from his admittedly strange life on his Facebook page, and the result was volume one of his memoirs. If you weren't here, this would not be happening. Plogs from my life. He has been a guest on our show before and is back now to tell us about the book, his process, and how he thinks it can inspire others. So, welcome, Walt.
Well, thank you so much, Stacey. It's a pleasure to be back.
It is a pleasure to have you. Now, you didn't really set out to write this book or another book, and so this was almost an accident. Why don't you tell us how it all came about?
It was kind of an accident. I wrote a comment to a friend's post on Facebook about my encounter with Charlton Heston. That comment became so long, I created my own post about it, and that got so long, I coined the term plog to describe a post that became long enough to be a blog. And the Heston story made me think of the time I met Shirley Jones. One thing led to another, and as you said, I've posted stories on Facebook for over 250 days since COVID started.
Wow, and I'm sure, so Charlton Heston, you have, I'm sure, lots and lots of stories. He was probably very interesting, all of these plogs. I was wondering what that meant. So now, are all of these stories about celebrities? What other sorts of stories do you write?
The stories cover a wide range of topics, not just about celebrities. There's, for instance, the title comes from the time I was in a shootout in Washington, D.C., and my friend said, if you weren't here, this would not be happening. People who know me know that odd things do tend to happen when I'm around. There's a story from my childhood about an elderly neighbor helping me fix a kite. I write about how a former roommate of mine from my Venice, California days became the fanny pack bandit. I write about odd jobs I've had, including working in a bookstore, which led to a bizarre night of impromptu Shakespeare and my getting to know Sir Richard Burton. There are lots of stories from my years of teaching comedy traffic school and the amazing people I met, including a paramedic who had watched too many people die in the back of his ambulance and from that learned how to live and shared that with us, and it's frankly changed my life. There's history stories about the Battle of Gettysburg and some stories about how I keep getting in trouble on tours for knowing more than the tour guide. I actually got thrown off the tour of the Texas State Capitol in Austin. And my writing over the years has provided me with wonderful opportunities to do fun stuff. I've gotten to ride a Zamboni, tag sea turtles in Mexico, go on police ride-alongs, and interview a boyhood hero of mine, Pittsburgh pirate great Vern Law.
Oh, well, I happen to be in Pittsburgh, and that's fantastic. Vern's amazing. That's what
we
sound
Pittsburgh
like.
There are a few stories in there. There are a few
very
Pittsburgh
nice.
Stories in there.
It sounds, this reminds me of a movie that you may know of. Like a Forrest Gump type deal, which is fantastic. I love that. Now, do you think that this book has, you know, a broader message than just about your life story?
I didn't assemble the stories with a particular theme in mind, but once I had them all together, I realized the thread that a lot of people who read them on Facebook have pointed out, that life is an amazing adventure if you choose to experience it as one. Too many people seem to like hide from special moments, but you can look at the sad or crazy things as low points or as more colorful threads in life's tapestry. My life hasn't been dull, and I leave myself open to meeting new people and having new experiences. There's a story in the book about my encounter with Matthew Broderick, and I quote the line he says in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, "Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it." And I guess I've lived my life that way. And people who have read the book said that is inspiring them to do so as well.
Now, you always have new projects in the works, Walt. What is next for you?
I've written enough stories to easily be able to write three or four more volumes of memoirs. including some other crazy stories, like about the time that actor Carl Weathers tried to pay me to go to the bathroom. But right now, I'm finishing a book for hire that I'm writing for a pilot whose crazy adventures may make mine look sane by comparison. He's flown to the Arctic Circle to look for the lost ships from the John Franklin expedition in 1845. He crashed a World War II dive bomber in Arizona. He's offered to take me flying with him, but I think that might be too much adventure even for me.
Well, I am sure that if people were to get your book, if you weren't here, this wouldn't be happening, Plogs from My Life, they would be experiencing their own adventure. So thank you so much, Walt. Really appreciate you sharing fantastic stories. And if you're out there, listeners, you can connect with Walter Meyer and learn more about his book online at WalterGMeyer.com. WalterGMeyer.com. Thanks again, Walt.
Thank you, Stacy. It's always good talking to you.
And thank you all for listening to this podcast brought to you by AnnieJenningsPR.com. Please also visit JenningsWire.com to enjoy a rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. Till next time.